Hey everybody, it's Scott. Welcome to the second episode of the Weed Liver Podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by my brother Jason Rubot and by our friend Gabby Vandenhoven. And I'm actually surprised I pronounced it correctly because I'm not good with names or words. But in this episode, we talk about celebrities. But this was recorded back in September, I think the very beginning of September of 2013. So we do talk about some topical things. Just pretend you're in a time machine and go back to those times, and then our conversation will be relevant again. You'll know what we're talking about. It's like the first 10 minutes we talk about it. So, yeah, that's it. Enjoy. Check out my other podcast, Scott Ringer Podcast. That's on the same channel, the Scott Does Stuff iTunes channel. So, yeah, sit back, relax, order a pizza, and listen to this while you wait, MFers. Welcome to the Weed Delivered Podcast, the podcast that is 30 minutes or it's free. With me, as usual, is my brother Jason.
Hello.
And our special guest today is Gabby.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? actually, we've known Gabby for about three years now, and she does improv comedy with us, but she's going to pick today's category. Just pick a card.
Pick this one.
All right.
Number seven.
And, number seven card. I numbered them. I'd never actually finished numbers. But today we're going to talk about celebrities.
Woohoo.
Yes. All right. The first question is, do you care about news stories involving celebrities? Now, we're recording this right now in the very beginning of August. And in case you guys didn't know, the royal couple had a baby.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about that.
See, what's more annoying than the constant, oh, they're having a baby, they're having a baby, they had a baby. We live in the U.S. They're not our prince and princess or queen or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
we fought a war for our independence from this, yet we still care about their baby.
Yeah.
It'd be different if, like, the Obamas were pregnant.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of our leader.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying you don't want to extend the freedom of speech to Britain? Is that what you're telling
me? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why do I care that these people had a kid? Their kid is hopefully not going to rule us again.
Well, no, but I mean, eventually he'll rule that, you know, them, and then we'll, I don't know, could save a coup.
Well, I think the main thing is, like, all this, like, right now...
You care about the baby.
I do. Not about the baby. I just like Britain, so...
Okay, well, I mean
Britain's cool and all, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many people... Everyone has kids. There's kids born every day.
True.
Yet we've followed this from pretty much the conception of this baby.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, they're gonna get married. Oh, this is happening. Like...
Now, I blame... I might just be getting old, and...
And I'm sure they're not happy... Because that kid's grandmom died because of the paparazzi.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, like, the Kardashians are the same way.
I don't
care
about them either.
Well, exactly. So I'm just saying it's just, like, celebrity news.
Money
it's not because they're, you know.
Well, like I said, I think part of the problem is I might just be getting too old for some of this stuff, but, like, I'm just getting sick of Facebook because whenever anything involving a celebrity happens, they just post it like crazy, and I'm like... Like, I'm at work, and we listen to the radio, and the morning show for the following week after the baby was born, what's his name? Oh, its name is this. It's like, just...
We broke into programming to have them say that the baby was born, and now we're just waiting to see the baby.
Waiting.
And they waited. Like, they broke in waiting. It's like, we could be watching the normal programming.
The normal coverage of the... Packers training camp and
yeah, well that was before
Scott Walker has a new running mate. Woohoo!
No, I'm not saying the news. I'm talking about like daytime TV shows.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, sorry, Dr. Phil's not on right now because we have the baby that was born overseas, over the ocean. You know,
and
over the pond.
And I'm not just picking on like that specific topic, but when, like, let's say you go to a grocery store and you walk by the
tabloids.
Yes, I was gonna say checkout aisles, but half the magazines are this person broke up with this person. This person is not happy with this person. It's like, I don't care about that. I mean, like, is that something that you would like? Does that interest you? I mean, the only time I'm happy is
if, is it more of women like this than guys? I don't know.
Is it?
I don't care about it, but it's
interesting.
Interesting. Like, look at what I know. I don't know. It's just like I get to read about someone else's life and
every day at
problems
work.
That aren't mine. So
every day at work, I'm forced to watch Entertainment Tonight.
Oh God, yeah.
Ooh. I have to. I actually have to clip the show and make sure it airs in its entirety. So I get sick of that stuff, especially when they do a whole week. Like, because the way entertainment television works is they advertise every story they have that week. So Monday, they're talking about Michael Jackson's kid. That story airs on Friday. So every day and every break, they tease that story that airs Friday from Monday through. Like, that goes for every day of the week. So mm-hmm. Thursday, they're like, oh, we talked to Miley Cyrus about her new music video for like 2 weeks. And then it's like, oh my God.
Have you seen her music video, though?
I've seen clips of it.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It is.
It's so bad.
Well, they don't play the whole music video on Entertainment Tonight. Uh-huh. But they show clips of it. And the same with Justin Timberlake's video.
Oh, yeah.
And then same with Robin Thicke's video. Like,
did he like film a naked version of that or something?
Justin Timberlake?
No, Robin Thicke.
I don't know.
Justin Timberlake one is, but.
Oh, he's naked?
No, he's not. The girls are naked in it.
Oh, okay.
But they're like just dancing around like naked.
Which then they
all
just
the
like
place.
Show the video with tons of ribbons on it.
Do they?
On ET. They have like the censorship
ribbons.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God, I hate ET so much.
It's really pretty bad.
But the thing is, the censor bars. Not just nudity. They'll get rid of cleavage.
Really?
They'll get rid of, like, butt cracks. Like, if someone's wearing a thong, their butt is censored. If someone's wearing a low-cut shirt, censored. Like, there's, like, stuff that's censored. It's like, oh, here's the new Kate Upton picture. Her in her bikini. Censored. Like, it's a bikini.
Right.
You're going to see cleavage. Like,
so, especially since, like, it's that kind of stuff that they're like, hey, look how scantily clad this girl is.
Mm-hmm.
Look what she's doing. But you're...
But you can't.
They're not showing it.
Yeah.
But that's how they sell the magazines, that they're constantly, oh, the new InStyle's out, and the new...
Yeah. Well, now that we started such a happy topic...
deaths?
What? No.
Celebrity
no.
deaths?
I actually didn't write that on here at all, so... Okay, question. I actually know your answer, but pretend I don't. Hey, Gabby, who is your favorite... And Jason and I will answer these questions, but... Who is currently your favorite celebrity?
Shoot, I don't know.
Okay, I guess I was wrong.
I gotta think about that one.
Like, I don't want to get too descriptive about the answer because I apparently wrote a bunch of very similar questions about a year ago. So, like, let's say, yeah, who's your favorite person? Like, who's your favorite celebrity right now?
Are you saying like TV or movies?
Yeah, someone that's
like
famous.
If this person was going to come out with a movie, you're like, ooh, I want to see that because I like this person.
Yeah.
Bill Hader. I've had a thing for him lately.
He's pretty funny.
He's in that new, what was it? The, like, to-do list, I think?
I do want to see that.
Yeah, and part, the only reason I really want to see it is he and Andy Samberg are in it. But he was on, I was watching a documentary on Netflix. They have, like, a round table discussion from a film festival, and it's Bill Hader and a bunch of other guys. Like, Chris Rock was on there, and a bunch of, like, guy comedians, and Bill Hader's really funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's pretty funny. I do want to see the to-do list.
Yeah.
I mean, Aubrey Plaza, I guess, is probably one of those celebrities right
is
now
she
that
the one that's
I'm
in
liking.
Scott Pilgrim
yeah.
that
yeah.
gets censored all the time?
But Bill Hader's in Scott Pilgrim, too. No, oh God, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Will Forte?
No,
isn't Bill Hader the voiceover?
Shit, who am I thinking of?
I think
yeah.
he's the voiceover
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in Scott Pilgrim. So
okay.
yeah, he's,
is he really?
Yeah,
he's the one. Scott does this, and then
oh
yeah.
yeah,
yeah. Okay, I'm
pretty sure that's.
I was scared.
We're gonna get so many comments.
Yeah. Oh yeah, old one. It'll be Egan just going, "You're wrong. Check IMDb." I could check IMDb.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, he was in Saturday Night Live, right? Yeah, Bill
yeah.
Hader. 100% sure it's Bill Hader from Scott Pilgrim.
Because he's also in Cloudy Chance Meatballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's Bill Hader, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, Who's your right now? Who's your favorite?
I was gonna say, I just said Aubrey Plaza, probably. Okay. Like, she's good. I do like Emma Stone a lot, as well.
She doesn't annoy me as much as a lot of people do.
And they're not coming out. Those people don't come out with a ton of movies all at once.
Although I follow Aubrey Plaza on Twitter. She is insane. She just I can't tell if she's drunk or just acts that way all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know about To-Do List because she's in it and she won't stop talking about it.
Well, she's the main character in it. Yeah. But I think she kind of wrote it too.
Okay. I honestly don't know anything about this. No.
Oh my gosh. It looks funny.
Okay.
I guess you should watch Entertainment Tonight because they show clips of it.
Not gonna. I barely pay attention to Facebook or Twitter.
He's in Turbo. DreamWorks movie, but
there's a lot of
DreamWorks
people in that.
DreamWorks just is not doing anything good.
What was the one that did really well?
Train Your Dragon. They made a second one of that.
Yeah, that one did well, but I'm trying to think. Despicable Me.
That's not them. That's Pixar.
Nope, Despicable Me is not Pixar.
Despicable.
Is it really?
It might be DreamWorks or it's not DreamWorks. It's a third one. It's probably that third company.
Okay, well, I'm looking that up next.
It's not Disney.
Yeah, he is in Scott Pilgrim.
Boom.
But, Shrek was a big DreamWorks one.
Yeah.
Ice Age, another big DreamWorks.
Meet the Robinsons.
Ice Age is horrible. I hate Ice Age. It's so stupid.
I'm just saying, those are the popular ones that they made. But I just watched Despicable Me.
Incredibles was DreamWorks?
Nope. Incredibles was Pixar. Just like
it's Universal.
Ice Age.
That's
weird. Scott, we just said this. Okay, continue. What's your celebrity?
Finding Shrek.
What's your celebrity?
I think right now my favorite celebrity, just because I listen to his podcast a lot of time, would probably be Dan Harmon. Because he's such a funny writer, and like honestly everything.
I know, but it's kind of funny when people think of celebrities, they don't think of writers.
Stephen King.
No, just say, which movie are you going to see? Oh, I'm going to go see this one because blah, blah, blah wrote it. You know, the Coen Brothers.
Well, actually, the funny thing
Coen Brothers. That's my favorite.
Kristen Wiig is who you thought. Yeah, if I had actually thought about it for more than like 2 seconds,
I was thinking, like, oh, she's going to say Kristen Wiig, your wallpaper.
She's actually like one of the big celebrities right now in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like everything she's been doing has been huge.
She was in a lot of movies though that no one ever
She just did Despicable Me.
She was in
but
one of her first movies
was
Knocked
actually
Up.
She was actually in the first Despicable Me.
Yeah, she was the
and she plays a different character. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she was. She in,
I'm trying to remember
she's in
I'm
the new Arrested Development season.
Yeah,
and then she.
I wasn't a fan.
She
of
did
that
one
part, but.
Like
she's. I think
she's in some other movie like about.
See the problem I have with her with Kristen Wiig. Is I think she's being treated like Phil Hartman, where
she's funny.
They're both really talented, but they're utilized so poorly. Like Kristen Wiig is hilarious. She's a good actress. She does a lot of stuff.
Whoa!
But for some reason,
guess what? I just got invited to buy Mumford and Sons tickets, so that's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
God damn it, Gabby! This is a
Mumford and Sons are your celebrities.
This code does not guarantee you tickets. I have to visit this link as soon as possible, okay?
So she's going to do that.
All right, well,
let's continue on.
Anyways, so this girls and their phones. These teenagers these days.
So, okay, this is like a side tangent type thing, but I think Anna Faris is funny.
Yeah.
But she's got a new show coming out, and it doesn't look funny. It
doesn't look funny.
No. She plays a single mom.
Is it a sitcom?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I think it's the same writers as 2.5 Men as well.
Oh, Jesus.
But I think she is funny, but she's just not utilized you know, like we're saying, like I thought House Bunny was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. But like you know what I mean, like Phil Hartman. Other than Saturday Night Live and like News Radio, mm-hmm. he was in what was it, House Guest or whatever, that Sinbad movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Small Soldiers. And he was just some bit part where he's a neighbor. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in that one movie with Michael J. Fox and all those people, like, trying to get that. It was like a. I just saw on TV. It was.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, shit. He was in Jingle All the Way. He was the neighbor. Yeah, he was just a shitty neighbor. God damn it. Another Sinbad movie. No, he was in that one movie where.
That was Arnold!
Yeah, but it was Sinbad against Arnold.
Oh, God. That's right.
Yeah. Don't eat the cookies. Whatever. I don't remember. But, no, he was in that movie where, like, Michael J. Fox and a bunch of like other like famous actors were trying to were getting an inheritance from someone, and it was a not a very memorable movie.
I do remember that now.
But like, yeah, he was like, I mean, he didn't seem like he was ever in anything good. And right. Kristen Wiig, where I feel like at least the stuff I've seen her in,
he had News Radio, which was his pride, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think he would have blown up strongest. A lot bigger if it wasn't for his stupid wife.
Well, blown up is a probably.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
There we have it.
Make sure Kristen Wiig doesn't get married and her husband doesn't get jealous and shoot her, and then she'll make great movies. All right. I said okay.
Kristen Wiig, she's good. I like her. The horse thing, the Pony Express.
Yeah,
thing.
That was really funny.
She was really funny on Saturday Night Live. She had some good stuff.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
The pony. The pony will deliver your mail.
Stirps.
All of her stuff. Her Aunt Linda, I thought was hilarious too.
Oh, I didn't care for that sketch.
With the baby hands?
No,
why
was,
not?
Because that was not. It wasn't funny.
It was so funny.
It was initially like, oh, she's different, and then 3 more minutes of her just going, hold me. It wasn't. I don't know. Stories of meeting celebrities. Are there any fun stories?
Oh, I got a fun story.
I know at least one. any fun? Do you have any fun stories?
Have you met any celebrities?
I've met like gymnasts, like people who went to the Olympics for gymnastics.
Oh, gymnasts!
Stuff.
I thought you said gymnasts.
Gymnasts.
Like, you know, gymnasts.
No, no. But I did grow up, like I was born, and I grew up in the same neighborhood that Tina Fey lived in, and she lived there at the same time as I did. So I'm convinced that she and I, you know, like she saw me on the street, you know, with my stroller, and she was like, "Oh, hey, cute baby," and now I have her blessing.
So yeah. So years later, when you're a famous actress, you're like, "Hey,
she lived in
Tina."
Wisconsin? Just kidding.
Chicago.
Gabby was born in Chicago. But yeah, years later she'll write a script like Mean Girls, and then you'll be in it. She's like, I saw a baby in a stroller.
That's how I'm gonna get her to be in it. Hey, you saw me in a stroller. Guess what?
She'd be like, not in a stroller.
No, you're not writing the movie, Gabby. You're not that talented yet.
Oh, great.
Tina's still writing movies. That's what she's doing.
Is she?
I don't know. Maybe. Is she?
It was just an admission. It was really good.
I have that, but I didn't watch it yet.
Well,
I want to.
Let's watch that then.
Okay. Let's stop and watch it right now.
Not when I.
And
kidding.
Cut. I like.
Oh, it was better than Date Night.
It was better than Superbad.
Just kidding. I didn't see actually watch it. So.
Date Night.
Date Night was
Date
pretty
Night
good.
Date Night was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying that admission is better than Date Night because we're pretending we just watched it.
Oh, you didn't.
You're not paying attention.
I'm trying to get Mumford and Sons.
Okay. But my story, Scott already knows this story, but I think it's funny because, anyway, so EAA down in Oshkosh, all the airplanes come.
Yeah.
And. I was working for the news, so me and my reporter were driving around in our golf cart, going from one end to the other, getting footage of airplanes and all this stuff, and we're driving, and our golf cart is heading one direction, another golf cart is coming the opposite direction, and they're trying to wave us down a bit, so we stop, and they're like, do you know where this tent is, the specific tent? I'm like, I don't even know where I am right now. I wish I could help you. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks. What about this place? I'm like, still, I don't know. I'm sorry. And then he took off, and we kept going. And then we stopped and turned. We're like, that was Harrison Ford.
What?
Harrison Ford just asked us for directions, and we had no idea.
No, he didn't.
I feel like we should go try to find this tent and then and then tell him where it is. So that's what we did. We went and got a thing, and then... We tried to find him, and then we're like, oh, he already found it.
And
so,
he was with
Calista Flockhart, because they were dating or married or something at that time.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But she wasn't with him when he ran into us. When we saw him a second time from a distance, he was with her. But we're like, okay, we're not going to bug him now because he's, you know, with her and stuff. But yeah, it was just funny because we're like, Harrison Ford asked us for directions, and we didn't know. So we just brushed him off. So that's kind of funny.
Like, you're an explorer, Indy. Find the clues.
No, but he was, like, the president of the Young Eagles Club or something like that. Whatever it's called. The young flying... The kids that want to fly airplanes and stuff.
Yeah.
He's, like,
know.
The
Lost
president...
Boys.
He was the president of that club, so he would come to EAA all the time. So he was there, but then he retired, and I think John Travolta does it now.
So John Travolta just comes to Oshkosh and hangs out?
They're both in movies that involve
planes.
Yeah,
they were probably both gracious. There this past weekend.
Good
which
gracious.
We said was.
Speaking of John Travolta, he's His appearance has gone way down the tubes.
His appearance or his
appearances? Yeah, but what has he done? He hasn't done anything.
That's true, but he just looks awful.
He probably knows it, and that's why he hasn't done anything.
They're not making
and
any,
he's old, so...
Sad. Yeah.
They're not making any more Pulp Fictions, I mean.
So.
They're not making any more Battlefield Earths.
They're not making any more Saturday Night Fevers.
I do know somebody who actually liked that movie a lot.
Why?
And it's the same guy who says, I miss... laugh tracks on sitcoms.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, anyway.
I guess I was thinking to myself, like, do I know any celebrities that I... Oh, well, this guy named Pro Jared. No, I was kidding. Years ago, I worked at a... we live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is not a surprise. So there's Packer players everywhere. And I know, like, people like, oh, Packer players, who cares? That was me from the inside. I don't know. Restart this story. We live in Green Bay, and this Packer player is once in a while out and about. This is a different story. Change that. Throw that one away. New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Doorbell.
We were, a bunch of us are in an improv troupe. And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was New Year's Eve, so we decided to, once we were done with our shows, we went to the bar area, and we're like, let's order pizza and hang out and eat pizza and whatnot. So a bunch of us sitting around tables, we ordered a couple pizzas. And we're just sitting there eating pizza and whatnot and hanging out. And then we see a guy and a girl walk past. And the girl apparently said something like, oh, I want pizza. And the guy kind of turned and looked. And John's like, hey, do you want some? The guy's like, oh, are you sure? Oh, yeah, take some. Okay. So he grabs a plate and he's putting pieces of pizza on there. And then John Egan goes, hey, can we take a picture? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. So I'm just sitting there like an idiot, no idea who this guy is. And then, so he bends over and takes a picture as he's picking up a piece of pizza, and I just make this dumb face like, oh, look, he's holding pizza, and he's smiling, and the cheese is everywhere and stuff, and I'm the only one in the picture, other than this guy.
Oh, my God.
So then, they leave, the couple leaves and whatever, and go off somewhere else, and then I see John whisper to one of our friends, and he's like, that's blah, 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 and I was like, oh, okay, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, it's one of John's friends, but then everyone else around me recognizes that name, so I'm like, oh, maybe it was someone that used to be in the comedy troupe or whatever. And like, oh, what's like, I'm like, I don't know who that was. Like, that was, oh god, what's his name? Oh, shit.
If you forget the name
Isn't
of this
Matt
person,
Flynn?
I'm
yeah, it was Matt Flynn.
Oh.
It was Matt.
Jesus Christ.
And they're like, it's Matt Flynn. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Like, the backup quarterback for the Packers. Oh, Gabby,
oh,
just knocked, Gabby just knocked over the lamp. But,
sorry.
Like, oh, it's. That's the backup player, the backup quarterback for the Packers. I'm like, does Aaron Rodgers? Like, no. That's a backup. He played this game against whatever and did great. I'm like, I don't know. I don't watch football.
I don't know what that means.
So everyone else got mad at me because the whole table knew who that was except for me, and I'm the only one that was in the picture. But
my best friend.
Yeah, we're best friends now.
And then he said, if they made it to the Super Bowl, you'd buy his jersey.
And I did. I didn't.
And you didn't.
I didn't. Because
they made it. And they won, didn't they? Is that the year they won?
I don't remember. Maybe.
It was.
And then they, yeah, it was. And then he went elsewhere a year later, and I never saw my best friend again. We also saw Aaron Rodgers in that bar, too, one night.
I remember that.
Yeah. Actually, like, we saw Matt Flynn there, like, three more times.
And they still went out of business.
Yep.
I've met so many Packer players.
Oh,
I know, I'm like, I don't care about Packer. I don't watch football, so I'm like, hey, all these people, I don't care.
These are people who get paid a lot of money to play games.
Yeah.
I mean,
not to knock them. I mean, they do a great job. They definitely trained all their life for what they do, but I don't care.
Yeah, I could not give less of a fuck.
All right, let's pretend your life is turned into a movie.
Okay.
What celebrity would play you in that movie?
Oh, God.
Based on looks?
Be able to pull it off. If looks, I mean, obviously you're not going to have, like, Wilford Brimley play you. You know, like, they have to look kind of like you,
right.
But also they could embody you.
Right.
I guess I'll start so you guys can think.
Yeah.
I think the closest would probably be Zach Galifianakis if he was like taller.
I can totally
or
see
maybe
that.
Or maybe if like Seth Rogen like got fatter again, but I don't know because I'm just a large bearded man, and I don't know. That's the closest I can think of right now because there's not a lot of popular fat actors, and the ones that are around, like, some of them aren't that funny. So I'm hoping if Zach Galifianakis would play me, because people have referred to me close to resembling him sometimes. So either that or a young John Goodman.
Or a young Chris Farley.
Or a young, sober, alive Chris Farley.
I really have no idea.
Who
would play me?
I'd say Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Not even just because you have the same first name.
Yeah.
But
that's probably better than what I was thinking. I was thinking like Jason Segel, but I don't have the crazy curly hair.
Yeah. It's tall though.
I was thinking probably Emma Watson. Emma Watson. Emma Watson. Or
you just want to
Anne Hathaway.
No, I can see that.
Or Mila Kunis, is that how you say her name?
Mila Kunis.
Mila?
No. More Anne Hathaway than Mila Kunis. No.
She bugs me in real life, though, so I didn't... I don't know.
But you guys played Catwoman.
That's true. So, I was that's
say,
the only reason I said
Amy
that.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Lois Lane. And then Anne Hathaway. In case you didn't know, we're talking about... We do some videos for Table 8. We do on a budget videos, and Gabby was in our Dark Knight Rises on a budget as Catwoman.
Chris Hemsworth.
And I was Chris Hemsworth.
No, I was.
Oh, what?
I was Chris Hemsworth. Wasn't
Who's
it,
Chris Hemsworth?
Thor?
Oh, shit. What am I thinking of? The guy who played Bane. The guy played Bane. Tom something.
Am I wrong? Is that Chris Hemsworth?
No, yeah, that's you're right.
Okay, so I have to look this up too now.
God damn it.
Arbor.
Kids and their phones.
Mine's well, don't dead. You want to know?
No, it's funnier if I'm stupid.
Okay.
No, you can look it up. Look, please. I think the guy who played Bane was Tom something. Tom.
Oh, Thomas Lennon's really funny. Sorry.
Thomas Lennon is hilarious.
I watch almost anything he does.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I watched 17 again, or whatever it's called.
Is that with Zac Efron?
Yes, yeah. But Thomas Lennon was in it, and he was hilarious.
Thomas Lennon.
I can't put a face to that name, and I should be
Thomas
invited.
Lennon is the main
Tom
guy.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Thomas Lennon is the main guy from Reno 911.
He was on
the guy with the really short shorts.
He was on The State. He was on...
Do you watch New Girl?
No, I should.
Oh,
I don't.
New Girl's a great show. He was
I
in one episode of that.
Finished Downton Abbey, season 3.
Downton Abbey.
So now I have to wait till season 4 comes out, and I'm dying.
So are all the people in the show.
So,
yes.
Just kidding.
Actually,
I was just joking. Yes. I've never seen Downton Abbey.
Yeah. I keep thinking of just Cooperton Abbey from Community.
Yeah.
Dan Harmon, boom. Now, this doesn't have to do with your favorite celebrity or whatever, but if you could choose one or two celebrities, just on how they act as a person, who would you choose to hang out with? Like, if you're like, hey, I'm going to hang out with this person for a night, or like these one or two, let's say two people. Like, you're going to grab these two people, go into the bars or hang out, play video games or watch movies or just play poker or do something with them. Who would you choose? Like, just based on how fun they seem.
I was going to say Emma Stone would be
would
fun
be,
to play with.
She probably would be, like, just really awkward and...
I meant video games.
Oh, yeah.
Because she does play video games. Or board games or something.
Or board game. There's a very
she does things
between those two.
She does stuff, I'm sure. That's probably fun.
Okay.
Oh, what's your choice? Let's make fun of you.
Yeah. Duh, Ron Weasley. Duh, he's a character.
He's not real.
He's not real.
Well, Kristen Wiig. I'd want to hang out with
that
her.
That should
be
fun.
Let's see. Who else? I was thinking Michael Cera. He seems like a cool guy.
Seems
I'd like
awkward.
To hang out with him. Yeah, well, yeah, but so are a lot of people I hang out with, so it's okay.
Scott.
I...
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Except I don't look like a little boy. I think he's like he's got to be like a couple years younger than us.
He's older than I am.
Well, yeah, everyone's older than you are.
You're like 12.
Uh-huh, yep. I got younger.
That's how it works. I would have to say Robert Downey Jr. would be fun. Just
when he's on drugs. And...
Oh, well, I mean, just because, like... Because you could probably go anywhere with him, because
mm-hmm.
if he wasn't in like allowed to go.
Well,
in,
you're talking
just,
about like having money and doing all this stuff.
No, I mean like just because his presence would be like just like you could like what do you want to do tonight? Like I don't know. It's like we're doing this, and like and then he just goes like, oh, oh, what the, you're just along for the ride.
Oh, so you just want like someone to make the decisions for you what you're doing.
No, because like he just seems like a fun person. The second person I was going to say was I can't remember names for the life of me. Jennifer
Garner?
Aniston.
From Hunger Games. What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence,
because she seems like a wacky girl too, and we'll just have fun with. Because mm-hmm. that'd be fun. Because then you have a guy and a girl, and then you can not feel weird. Just like, I'm just hanging out with Jennifer Lawrence, and she's well, like, stop talking like that.
I would say like Thomas Lennon would probably make.
He'd be very fun too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Play a game of celebrity.
Oh God. But he seems like a really cool guy. But like he seems like if you tried to be funny around him, he'd be like, I'm funnier than you. But in a really...
He would probably try to one-up you in funniness. Yeah, that's for sure.
But, I mean, that'd be great, too, because he's like, oh, he's really good. But, like, I don't know.
I don't think he would get angry.
No, he wouldn't. But he just seems... Like, whenever you watch him, like, just being talked to or about things, he has a very, like, straightforward way of responding. It's really cool.
Like Mike Esther Khan.
Yeah, like, I think of... Like, I always compare those two a lot.
I feel like Tim Burton would be a fun person to hang out with. Just see, like, it would just be, I don't know. I would like to know what he does for fun.
I was trying to make cricket
acid. Sounds. Probably does probably, a lot of acid actually, for fun.
Yeah, you know the music mix. The acid music player. Music mix.
If you hung out with Tim Burton, don't make jokes if you can't remember the names.
Helena Bonham Carter. Boingo
would just follow you around with his, like, music player.
Oingo Boingo.
Well, if you hung out with Tim Burton, then Johnny Depp would come with.
Oh, yeah.
And Helena Bonham Carter.
And I don't want her around.
Yeah, I don't want...
Why?
I don't like her.
You don't?
No. She's the same character in everything.
Oh, you know who I would hang out with for a night? Maggie Smith. I would hang out with her.
Who's Maggie Smith?
From Lost? It's Maggie Grace.
No.
I was thinking...
You know who Maggie Smith is? No. She plays Professor McGonagall in all the Harry Potter movies. She's in Downton Abbey. She was in the Secret Garden.
Oh, she's the older lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's 80 or something now.
She turns into a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See?
She had cancer during the filming of Harry Potter, and she didn't... Like, she just kept going.
She couldn't turn into a cat because she had the cat cancer?
Cancer, yeah. So they had to have a stand-in to do her cat scenes.
Cat scenes.
So she had a cat to fill in for her because she couldn't act. I hope she doesn't have any lines in this scene because the cat can't talk.
Maggie Grace.
So are you...
She'd get taken.
Speaking of Harry Potter, are you a big Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you excited that they're planning on more books?
They are not. Stop that. You can't just tell someone that and expect it to be okay.
I don't know. No. I know nothing about it.
Was that an April Fool's joke that stuck around way too long?
Yes, it was. Especially because, have you read the books and or seen the movies?
I saw the movies.
I've seen it in the movies, yeah.
There's what, I mean...
They would follow it up with a kid. It would be the kid.
Yeah, I guess. Then, but there's... it just is so perfect the way it is. I think we should leave it.
Or just follow some other person. And
she wrote...
Did over the longest time there was like hints like, oh, she's going to write more, and then she had like that university thing.
Yeah, she had that online game.
I don't know.
Book Pottermore.
Thing. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she wrote an adult book that was good. I read
under
it.
A different name.
See,
no, and then she wrote another one under a different name, and it was recently found out that it was...
See, hard. I don't, like, that, like, everyone was freaking out about that. I'm like, that, I don't care.
I think it's brilliant.
It's awesome.
Because it shows that you're not a one-trick pony.
Yeah. Because she's known for her Harry Potter books, so if she writes something else, everyone's going to expect it to be like Harry Potter, especially since first things. I know, but the thing is, like, if she starts with Harry Potter and that's what she's known for,
mm-hmm. but now everyone's going to expect that it's her, people are going to read it and be disappointed.
But still,
they're expecting Harry Potter.
Her adult book was great, I thought. I haven't read the one that they did.
The same thing, like, that's the reason why authors make those fake names, like Stephen King. He was known for a horror author, and he wanted to try, like, different crime-type mm-hmm. books. So he made up a different name. Eventually, it was found out, but everyone's like, okay, he made a crime book, and then he makes horror books. But now it's like, well, everyone knows that Stephen King is just all over the board, so whenever he releases a book, you kind of find out what it's about first before you read it, if you're really picky.
The general audience just think horror. Yeah. That's all they do. I'm reading a Stephen King book, and they're like, ooh, scary, and I'm like, you have no idea what this book's about. It is not scary. Like, it might have some, but that's anything you read.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I'm reading Dark Tower. It's not a horror book.
No, not at all.
That's like saying Lord of the Rings is horror. Yeah.
Depends yeah. on your definition of horror.
Right.
Or if you're reading...
Well, because The Dark Tower is like an epic journey. Like,
yeah. No, it's... Yeah, it's
The
it,
Hobbit.
No, it is... It basically is like Stephen King's Dark
it's
Tower.
Like, Dude, Where's My Car? Just kidding.
No, because the thing is, like, he gathers these people, he goes on a quest to try to get to a giant tower... Or
to save the
a mountain,
world,
you know,
the
in the,
or whatever.
It's
well,
basically
it's
his Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right, but I mean, a lot of books end up like that because it's the archetype of mm-hmm. journey, and you know,
yeah.
it's like there are only so many ways you can twist that before you start to be like, hey, I read this before.
I know, but you can't.
Right, but the thing is, it's not a horror movie. It's not a horror book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't have a.
I'm just
you
saying,
can't have
it's,
a seven
I,
book
I,
long.
An epic journey is basically the best
yeah.
way to say.
Yeah.
It.
Okay.
Because those stories happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's Stephen King doesn't
yeah.
I travel to mountains all the time.
That's scary.
Yeah. I fell asleep twice during The Hobbit in theaters.
Oh, that's why I haven't watched it.
I couldn't sleep.
I fell asleep three times during the last Lord of the Rings movie, and I still had an hour left.
I wish I fell asleep
I don't like
while watching The Lord of the Rings.
I don't
care. But the seats in the theater were very uncomfortable. I don't think I could fall asleep in the theater.
I didn't either. And then I watched The Hobbit.
Like, the closest it got was like, zone, whoa. And you catch yourself. But
oh, the nod off?
Yeah, that's,
nodding.
That's only happened to me a couple times.
I missed doing
but
that.
But that was because I didn't sleep.
Like, I missed...
Like in class?
No, like, I miss... Oh, God.
Falling asleep to movies?
Yeah, it's... Like, and you're trying to stay awake? I can't do that anymore. It's like...
I can't because I get nervous that I'm going to sleep with my glasses on.
Yeah,
and
then always,
you bend them because
I always do that where I'm like, I'm just going to take my glasses off in case I fall asleep. I'm like, I'm going to stay awake, though. And then you're getting mad at me because I'm snoring on the couch.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch the movie and you're just snoring. I'm like, you're a foot away from me and you have the loudest snore. Because obviously when you're sleeping on a couch, it's not the most comfortable. I think anybody who sleeps on a couch snores. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just love the idea because, like, he's sitting in that chair and I'm, like, literally a foot away just making more, just that idea is really funny to me.
Like, I can't fall asleep to this movie because, what was that movie that we watched? Like, you, me, and Nick.
Mystery Team.
Oh, was
no,
it?
No.
No, you two, you and Nick fell asleep. Because you came back and you're like, let's watch Mystery Team. I'm like, I was going to watch this. No, what? You convinced me to watch that movie. And then you both fell asleep less than a half hour into it.
I fell asleep about, like, laying in front of the TV, too. But I had my back to
no,
you, so
but
I was being clever.
There was some movie we were watching, all three of us were watching, and we fell asleep.
Oh, Signs.
Oh, yeah.
We all woke
but
up at the very end.
Yeah, that's because we started the movie at, like, 3 in the morning.
Oh. Well, that's... That's the end of this episode for We Deliver. So I'd like to thank I guess is Gabby.
You're welcome.
And Jason for being here. We're talking about celebrities. So yeah, that's about it. Dig in.